It is a fabulous day. It is the winter solstice today, and it is also our annual opportunity to play Larry Weber's favorite Christmas song, Christmas in the Trenches, by John McCutcheon. Queued up, ready to go. Good morning there, sunshine.
Well, good morning, good morning. You steal my thunder. I was planning to request that, and I had a big, long spiel about how I have listened to many Christmas songs on many stations and TV and so forth, but I have never heard anybody play Christmas in the Trenches. And so it always comes right back to KUMD, and it's a song that we all ought to hear. So very good. I appreciate it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I did a little research into the story and actually wrote a little something-something that will be popping up on our website about the song and about the events that the song talks about. So we've got that coming up.
Well, I look forward to it. A couple years ago, after you played the song, I got so interested, I checked out a book and read a book about it. And apparently there really was an incident like that, but not quite the way it was in the song. But that's okay. We do that with a lot of things. So, yeah, I hope what I tell you, though, is not that way. I hope what I tell you is actually what happened. We are on Christmas, like you say, winter solstice. Yeah, the first day of winter, the shortest daylight of the whole year. We have sunrise this morning, which is just happened a short time ago, 7:51, sunset 4:23, and that is about the same time that we actually begin the winter solstice. That gives 8 hours and 32 minutes of daylight. The day before, the day after are pretty much the same. The difference is only in a matter of seconds, but yes, it is the shortest daylight of the year. As I was saying last time, we had plenty of darkness. We had some great things to take a look at. I hope you had a chance to get out to see the Geminid meteor shower. I saw some pretty good nights of it. The comet 46P, Wirtanen comet, is now harder to see. It reached a peak about the 16th, and if you knew where to look, it was close to the constellation Pleiades, and I was able to see it several times. The thing is, though, it was not like what we expect in a comet. It was like a big circular glob, but nevertheless, it's worth seeing. Now, the next apparition we have in the night sky, we're all going to see, and that is if we ever get a clear night, we have the full moon coming up. It's interesting that it kind of creeped up on us, and we didn't even notice it because of all these clouds. We also have quite a fabulous view in the morning coming up. We have Venus really bright in the early mornings now, and Lisa, I know you're early morning person. And then if you look below that, a little help with binoculars helps. Down near the horizon, the planet Mercury is showing up. And then soon it's going to be joined by the planet Jupiter. So we're going to be seeing quite an interesting view as we go through the next few weeks. Statistic-wise with our weather, I was thinking that maybe December of 2018 would be record-setting, and now I don't think we're going to set any records in any directions. We're going to be close, but we're not going to set any records. Thanks to the precipitation we got yesterday, December of 2018 will not go down as being the driest December ever. We did get a little bit. 0.15, according to the Weather Service, precipitation for the month is not very much after the half of the month, but it's not enough to be record-setting. Snowfall, according to the Weather Service, about a half inch of snow fell. I think you'd have to look pretty hard to see even that much in many places. That gives 1.5 inches for the whole month. Once again, not record-setting, even though it may seem like it. Normally, we get about 10.5 inches of snow by this time. The amount of snow for the whole season, that's a statistic that bothers me, is it's not even 15 inches, and by this time, we're usually close to half that. Now, why does it bother me? Well, because I know the ability that snow has to insulate. And if we have a cold winter, and it hasn't been that cold yet, but if we have start having some cold months and not snow, that's when things happen. Now, what we notice is when our pipes start freezing, but I'm talking about in the world of critters. There are many that hibernate. There are many plants that when the snow is not covering, it can make quite a difference. I was out at Jay Cook this week, and I found, this is before we had the precipitation, I found some ferns that were all shriveled up. Now, they're still alive. Rock cap ferns stay alive all winter, but they were all shriveled up in response to the dryness. If there is no snow cover, that can make a difference. The temperature average for the month so far is also interesting. Once again, not record-setting, but way above normal. We are about at 23.5 degrees for the whole month. Now, one of the things that makes that interesting is that is warmer than the temperature we had for November. We almost never get a December that's warmer than November. Now, we still have a little ways to go, and from the forecast, I'm not so sure that's going to happen. Sounds like we're going to get colder. But as we noted in today's forecast, as recently as yesterday, they said today was going to be sunny. Also, there are forecasters looking into next week after Christmas and saying we may be getting some snow. So keep your eyes open. It could be interesting. Other things of note going on right now, this is the time of the Christmas bird counts, as I mentioned last week. Duluth had their Christmas bird count last Saturday and had a pretty good turnout. I heard it was somewhere near 60 species of birds that were seen. Then there was a Christmas bird count at the Sac Zim Bog area on Monday. Now, one of the advantages of these Christmas bird counts is that you get a group of people and you go out and take a look within an area. It's a 15-mile diameter circle, and you stay within that circle, and you're getting a survey of what's going on. And a lot of times, birds show up that we don't even know are around. And that's the beauty of it, I think. What I was glad to hear was besides the usual birds that we've been seeing, the chickadees and the nuthatches and the woodpeckers and crows and ravens and so forth, there was a good number of finches that were seen. Now, it was certainly not so much so that we're all seeing them. But redpolls did show up. I was very glad to hear that. I have not seen a redpoll this entire season. I have seen purple finch, goldfinch, pine, grosbeak, but I have not seen any redpolls. And I was glad that with the Christmas bird count, they were reported, as were juncos, snow buntings, and robins. And then in the Duluth area, where there's still some open water, there is a number of those water birds that have been recorded as well. My little claim to fame for birds this past week happened a week ago and unfortunately has not returned. Out here at our bird feeder last Friday, we had a visit from a bird called a varied thrush. A varied thrush is a cousin of the robin, about the same size. It also has orange on the underside, but it has a number of markings on it that the robin does not have. And they are a bird of the Pacific Northwest. However, it seems like almost every year during the Christmas bird counts, somewhere in Minnesota or in this part of the country, they get recorded. And so it was very interesting. I was so glad to see that. But like I said, it did not hang around very long. I have not seen it again returning. Other things of note, thanks to the lack of new snow, animal tracks are a little bit harder to discern. Now, I had some walks this week where I did see a good number of animal tracks, especially snowshoe hare, but I did not see that as many as clear as I'd like to. A good comparison is this. If you're old enough to remember the blackboard in a school, you might do this kind of comparison. If some person comes in, if a teacher comes in and writes a bunch of stuff on the blackboard one day, comes back the next day and writes a bunch of stuff right on top of the previous day, and then does that day after day, it is pretty hard to read what's going on there. Well, that's kind of what's happening in the tracks right now. We get tracks out there, we get critters moving around, but they're walking on the tracks that were already there, and it's pretty hard to tell. I'm ready for a new snow that would cover all that and allow it to show up better. And I don't think I'm alone. Part of the walking I did this week was through a field, and out in the field there are meadow mice that take advantage of going under the snow. If there is no snow, they have a pretty difficult time. So, yes, winter is beginning today, and yes, I am looking forward to the month, the season, and I'm looking forward to more snow, and I'm looking forward to hearing Christmas in the Trenches.
Larry, anything for you. Thanks a million for joining us, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, take care. Bye.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac here on 103.3 KUMD. And as requested for Larry, of course, Christmas in the Trenches. John McCutcheon on Northland Morning.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear. I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. Singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, and the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis silent night, says I, and into tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the front line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked in the no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met their hand. We shared some secret brandy and wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave him hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. Curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night: whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. But the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.